A coalition in Nevada is urging state lawmakers to protect immigrants during the special legislative session. But as KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, the Democratic Assembly Caucus leadership is not answering questions on the topic.
The Nevada Immigrant Coalition is advocating for three large changes. First, for legislation to prohibit local law enforcement officers and Nevada National Guard members from wearing masks when interacting with the public. The coalition also wants to stop immigration enforcement officials from entering certain areas without a warrant, including daycares, schools, hospitals, and places of worship. The governor vetoed a bill earlier this year to protect just public schools. And they're calling for restricting data from being collected and shared solely for immigration enforcement. Coalition coordinator Noe Orozco says these actions can't wait for the regular session in 2027.
The governor alluded to it a little bit, if not more explicitly, in his proclamation. Whenever a special session is called, it is because it's a matter of an emergency. And we, the Nevada Immigrant Coalition, believe wholeheartedly that our community members being kidnapped from the streets, it is a crisis and it is something that is urgently needs to be addressed.
A source familiar with the topic told KUNR that the outgoing assembly speaker has already rejected taking up these issues during the special session. His spokesperson, Caucus Executive Director Liz Luna, did not respond to multiple texts for comment and walked away from reporters in Carson City after explaining they do not have enough staff to allow for virtual testimony on assembly bills.
Nevada Immigrant Coalition has put out their list of priorities. Does the Democratic Caucus plan on addressing any of those topics?
I told you all that I was going to give you only 2 comments.
Okay, so no comment on that?
Currently, I have to get back to the office.
There is currently one resolution which doesn't require the governor's signature for approval, directing the legislature to conduct a mere study on immigration enforcement activities. Orozco says that doesn't go far enough. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Carson City.